Hello, my name is Laura Seiko, Oberlin College class of 2010, art history major, and I'll be speaking about Francois Boucher's Allegory of the Education of King Louis XV. Francois Boucher showed extraordinary artistic talent from a young age. At the age of 17, he apprenticed in the studio of Francois Lemoine, and at age 20 won the highly coveted Prix de Rome, a prize sponsored by the French Academy of Fine Arts, which sent promising young artists to Rome in order to work and study the classical tradition firsthand. The Academy of Fine Arts, in which Boucher was highly involved, was founded during the reign of Louis XIV and was responsible for transforming the French art world of the 18th century. Upon Boucher's return to France from Rome, his career took off. He was an extremely prolific artist and was never idle. Boucher's paintings are evocative of the Rococo style, which is characterized by light-hearted, playful subject matter, delicate use of color, and loose brushwork. This style was heavily criticized by thinkers of the time, such as Diderot, Voltaire, and David, but was favored by many royal patrons, including King Louis XV himself, who commissioned many works from Boucher. Boucher was also the favorite painter of Madame du Pompadour, mistress of Louis XV and a major art patron. The king eventually gave Boucher the official title of first painter to the king in 1765. There is a consistent emphasis on design in Boucher's works. He was gifted with a flair for the decorative and was involved in many projects, including stage design for the opera and design of tapestries. He was named head of the Royal Gobelin Manufactory, a tapestry factory, in 1755. The Boucher painting in the Cleveland Museum of Art's collection titled The Fountain of Venus, painted in the same year as Allegory of the Education of King Louis XV, 1756, may have been created as a design for a tapestry. Additionally, Boucher's speed and dexterity made him an accomplished draftsman for book illustrations. At the studio factory of Laurent Cars, he learned engraving as well as painting. Indeed, Allegory of the Education of King Louis XV, a grisaille painting only in shades of black, white, and gray, is actually a sketch for a 1757 engraving by Cars. The composition differs slightly in the engraving, but Boucher's painting was credited as the essential inspiration. This engraving was for a book which illustrated events from the life of King Louis XV as depicted through medals. Unfortunately, the magnitude of this project meant that the book remained unfinished, but many prints and preparatory sketches such as this Boucher painting still survive. Allegory of the Education of King Louis XV depicts the scene of Thetis presenting her son, the legendary hero Achilles, to his tutor, the centaur Chiron. Undulating waves surround the figures at the bottom of the canvas, and rolling clouds surround the goddess of wisdom Athena, seen gesturing to Chiron, and the female personification of fame, holding two trumpets. A chorus of putti drapes garlands around two circular empty white spaces towards the top of the canvas. In the engraving, the empty spaces are filled in with images of two actual medallions. Medals of this nature were very popular collectible items among wealthy, patriotic collectors of the time. One medal depicts Pallas Athena guiding the young prince, and the Latin inscription, which translates to Louis XV by the grace of God, King of France and Navarre. The second shows a bust-length portrait effigy of the king as a boy, with the inscription, "Hear what is first to be accomplished." This is a quotation from Virgil's epic poem, The Aeneid, from a scene where a sibyl, or a teller of the future, speaks to Aeneas, who is hero of the poem. Through this reference, Louis XV is visually related to not just one great hero of mythology, Achilles, but two. This mythological scene is an allegory, or a figurative treatment of one subject under the guise of another, which symbolizes the removal of the young king from the care of his female governess to be educated by his new male tutors. Prior to 1717, Louis XV was cared for by his beloved governess, Madame de Ventadour, who is credited with saving his life during the measles outbreak of 1712. However, French royal tradition dictates that princes should be put in the care of men when they reach their 7th birthdays. For Louis XV, these men included the Maréchal Duc de Villeroy, governor to the young king, who instructed him in history, geography, Latin, Italian, and military strategy, and André Hercule de Fleury, cardinal and tutor to Louis XV in matters of statecraft and religious principles. Since Louis XV ascended to the throne at such a young age, His great-grandfather Louis XIV had died in 1715, when Louis was only 5 years old. His education was a matter of great importance to the Kingdom of France, and a natural subject for inclusion in a book of engravings commemorating the life of the king.